Well, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject: my husband and his pretty best friend. Okay. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've known my husband since I was in high school, and we have been in an on and off relationship for 31 years. Yeah. Years ago, my husband made bad choices and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison for selling marijuana. I stood by him the entire time he was incarcerated because I knew he was my soulmate. When he got out of prison, he kept his promise to be with me forever, and we have been married for 5 years. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con, and he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. My only problem is that he works from home and has a lot of free time during the day. Since he likes to hang out with his friends while I'm at work, there is one friend in particular that I have a huge problem with. We have both known her since high school, since we were in high school, but they became closer friends over the years. He has 4 close male friends and they're all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She's still a beautiful woman and she's kept herself up over the years. She is treated like one of the boys, so she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping and it's no different than one of his boys being there. If the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my husband because she's there all the time. And she snapped at me and she said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much.
Wow.
Woo, Shirley, what should I do about this?
Okay.
If this is my only problem in my marriage, should I overlook it or do you think I'm being too lenient in this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. Please help me. Okay, let's just get right to this. Yes, you're absolutely being way too lenient. And stop joking. You said you jokingly told her that you don't get much quality time because she's always there. Stop joking. This is no joking matter at all. You got to tell her, get out, get out. And your husband doesn't have to be the one to tell her. I don't care what she says. You can tell her because guess what? It's your house too. What are you joking about? This is a serious situation here. You got a woman sitting up in your house, whether you're there or not with your husband. You're at work. That's very serious. There's no jokes here. No jokes. There's no way she should be doing this. This is so disrespectful. This just from your husband. I don't care if he says she is one of the boys. You're not there. You don't know what's going on. And she snapped at you? Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am.
At your house.
Yeah. This is in your own self house. Get her out. Tell your husband to tell her to get out, okay? Because you need to check him too, because he's wrong for having her in there. This is just wrong on so many levels. This is your house. You can say whatever you need to say to whoever's in the house, okay? And tell your husband she can't come over anymore, period. And she better not be there the next time you get home from work.
I know,
all right?
Sure.
Or else. All right, Steve, come on.
Well, okay. good response, Shirley. I agree with everything you said. Here's another different perspective on it.
Thank you.
My husband and his pretty best friend. I've known my husband since I was in high school. We've been in an on and off again relationship for 31 years. I've done some numbers on this. They around 47 now. So we got some good and grown ass people in this letter right here. You've been in an on again, off again 31 years since high school. You're in high school 17, 15 and 31, that's 46. They somewhere between 45 and 50. Husband made some bad choices, did 8 years for selling weed. You stood by him the whole time he was incarcerated because when he was incarcerated and because you knew he was your soulmate. He got out of prison, he kept his promise to be with me forever, and we've been married for 5 years now. He has a good job, even though he's an ex-con. And he bought us a new house, and he takes care of our finances. Boy, he came up, man.
Yeah,
most people struggle when they get out of prison. So let's see what kind of job this is. He got a good job. My only problem is that he works from home. Stop the letter. You married to an ex-con that takes care of the finances, then bought you a new house and work from home. Well. Mm-hmm. What is he doing? Making that kind of money working from home. This finna be another off moment in y'all's relationship because his ass finna go and do another 8. I don't know nobody work from home making house money. I don't. Me personally, I just want to just throw that out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know for sure.
Right.
I'm just being, you know, strawberry-ish. So he likes to hang with his friends because he got a lot of free time while I'm at work. There is one friend in particular I got a huge problem with. We both have known her since we were in high school, but they became closer over last year. He got 4 close male friends. They all married. But this single woman hangs out with them. She is still beautiful, and she done kept herself up over the years.
Hold
when
on.
We come back, mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, she done kept herself up.
You know what that means.
All these years.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my husband and his pretty best friend. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My husband and his pretty best friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far as a man that's been locked up for 8 years, they soulmates, been knowing each other for years, and they married now, and he kept his promise when he got out of prison, except he working from the house, making excellent money, and bought a house, working from the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hello. Anyway, he worked from home, and he got a lot of free time during the day. See, this ain't adding up to me.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not.
You work from home, you are ex-con, you done bought a house, take care of the finance, and you got a lot of free time. What?
Mm-hmm.
Who got this job? Where that job at, y'all? Where you can buy a new house, take care of all the family finances, work from home, and got a lot of free time. How the hell you got money and a lot of free time?
Maybe he in a weed legal state.
Okay, whatever. Anyway. We got this, we both have known this girl since high school, and they became close over the last years. Now, he got 4 close male friends, and they all married, but this single woman hangs out with them. She is still a beautiful woman, and she's kept herself up over the years. That means she ain't let go,
mm-hmm.
Which means the lady that's writing this letter has fell off a little bit because you had to distinguish her. And by saying she is still beautiful and has kept herself up, meaning, you know, I'm late 40s, I kind of fell off a little bit. Because
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she's still beautiful. She kept, because she would have put in the letter, but I'm fine too.
Exactly, Steve.
She is treated like one of the boys, so she is always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. Well, she's treated like one of the boys. But see, the problem you having, lady, is she don't look like none of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
See,
but she's fine. In her house.
Yeah,
she's fine.
But she's sitting up in her house with your man that's supposed to be at work, but he got all his free time.
Right, that's crazy.
So she's always at my house during the day, whether I'm there or not. What?
Yeah.
I hate coming home from work and she's sitting in my living room. My husband says I'm tripping, and it's no different than one of the boys being there. It's a big ass difference.
Yeah,
she fine. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have a hissy fit. Well, let me just stop for a minute. That shoe ain't going on the other foot.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not coming home nowadays and a dude sitting up in my house.
Okay.
I can promise you that won't happen. And you know why it won't happen? Because my wife got sense. Because I'm going to be about the business if I come up in there, some man sitting up in my house. But I tell you what, he won't be in there a second time. Because I ain't going to do what you did. I jokingly told her that I don't get much quality time with my girl. You know something?
Come on, Steve.
I don't even get a lot of quality time. My husband's going, every time I come home, you sitting up in here yourself with your leg crossed. Then she snapped at me. Well, hell, it would have been a snap contest.
Yes.
She snapped at me. Well, you talking about in your house? And said that if it's a problem, my husband would have to ask her to stop coming over so much. Shirley, what should I do? Shirley told you what to do. And Shirley was right. What is you writing a letter for? And what is she making demands for in your house? This your house. If this is the only problem with my marriage, should I overlook it? What? This ain't the only problem. Your only problem in your house is, let me show you what the problem is. This man done invited this woman over to the house while you ain't there. That's one problem. Second problem, she bold enough to bring her ass to another woman's house and sit up there. Third problem, when you say something to the woman, she snap like you ain't got no rights and tell you she ain't doing nothing unless he asked her not to come over. You got several problems here. This ain't the only problem. And then your fourth problem is, her ass is fine.
One more time, Steve.
Her ass is fine. So during the free time, he ain't looking over there. He don't know she fine. Girl, stop. The man been locked up for 8 years. Everybody he see, he think is fine. When you've been in prison for 8 years, everybody fine. The fat ass guards is fine. The old ass nurse in the infirmary, she fine. The lady that drove the van to drop you off at the halfway house, her ass was fine.
Oh, wow.
The big lady that owned the gas station, she fine. The woman that owned the liquor store, fine. Mother Perkins down there, the pastor's mama, is fine.
Yeah, Miss Perkins.
Everybody fine when you done 8 years. Or do you think too lenient with this situation? I'm sick of seeing her. I'm not going to be sick of seeing nobody in my house but once.
That's
Steve. Once. Or she could just whisper in her ear, if I see you tomorrow, I'm going to kill you.
Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter and podcast lick her on
ear.
Demand.
And then lick her ear. Get right up on her say, if I see you again tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. And then lick her ear and walk off. Better ass won't be sitting up in there tomorrow.
Strawberry Letter podcast on demand coming up at 46 minutes after the hour. Pimpin' and its NFL picks right after this.
Playoff pimpin'.
Playoff pimpin'.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.